time for a Wednesday edition of the Otway Health Check. And Ali Rodder has just flown in from her busy life.
Blew in. It's blowing a gale outside.
The wind is amazing, isn't it? And we're joined this morning also by Sarah Bell.
Hey.
Hi, Sarah.
How you going? How you going, everyone?
Sarah is across the communications officer. What have you got a title down there?
Yeah. Sometimes when I say communications officer, not many people recognise what that actually is. So then I sort of throw in PR in the mix too. So, yes.
Then they get it. They go, oh, yeah, PR. Yeah. Long lunches.
Now we know what she does. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Long lunches.
If only it was long lunches.
Oh, yeah.
More long, hard slog, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Than a lunch. Yeah. But fun. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, at the moment, there's quite a lot to say, so you're very busy.
Yeah, pretty busy at the moment. We've got lots to talk about and lots going on. Firstly, we're kicking off with being a part of the Seafood Festival this weekend, which is really exciting for us. We've been lucky enough to have an in-kind sponsorship with the Seafood Festival, and we're going to be down there on Harbour Day from 10 a.m. with a lovely marquee talking about our health services, and we've also got some really exciting activities for the kids too. So this year's theme is around healthy eating, and we've been promoting that through Seafood Week down at Otway Health. We've been having a residents and friends seafood lunch.
Yeah, I saw the residents and their mates tucking into some pretty flash nosh.
Yeah, our chefs down at residential care have put on a really nice seafood lunch for the residents yesterday afternoon, and they've really enjoyed it. So we're really getting into the spirit of the Seafood Festival. We think it's a great initiative and a great draw card to the region as well. And it's our chance to sort of get on board and talk about healthy eating and healthy options and making fish a part of your diet.
Yeah.
We all know it's rich in omega-3s and iodine and protein, so strong muscles, healthy heart, good brains. We'll be having some children's activities down on Harbour Day, some colouring in that they can do, and we've got some colouring in recipe cards. So if you're down there, pop over to the tent, grab a recipe card, and the kids can colour it in, take it home with them, and then help make the recipe with mum and dad, and then they can talk about how they felt it taste and that sort of thing. And we've got a bit of a fun word find for them to do as well.
Great.
We've got face painting down at our marquee from 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Really sort of housed around family, healthy eating, and you can get the latest information and news from us from the marquee.
Not if you're down there, when you're down there.
Yeah,
the whole town will be at the Seafood Festival.
Absolutely.
Won't they, Ali?
Well, I hope so. Sadly, I won't be there. I'll be in Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide. Okay. Well,
yes, my hometown. I have to go home, touch base with the folks occasionally. But how many people do you normally get to the Seafood Festival?
Well, this is actually my first year of being there this year as well. Yeah, I wasn't there last year. I'm not quite sure. I'm guessing we'd get at least a couple of thousand people.
Going on past years, this is a new kind of festival, but it's been running for 7 years, and I think 3,000-4,000 is not unheard of. So that's quite a lot of people. And who knows? There are whispers around having 7, which is a lot of people. But it's certainly attracted a lot of media attention, and ticket sales are all ticking along very happily. And the town is buzzing. And I think tomorrow, Thursday, marquees start going up. And all that sort of stuff. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Great excitement.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's not a day like today, though. Otherwise, it's going to get blown away.
No, the forecast is good.
Excellent. Because the weather here has been absolutely beautiful. I've been waiting for summer. Coming from Adelaide, I've actually been waiting for summer here.
Well, we don't
really have one.
We don't compare. Well, Adelaide in summer is I don't even know how people live there. It's just amazing.
Really? Right? Kind of
it's
missing
very
the warm
hot.
Weather.
Yeah, warm. 40 degrees. 38. 36.
Oh, you got to be tough to live in Adelaide.
Well, that's true. That's certainly true.
But it sounds like a fabulous event, and of course, seafood is the most fantastic food for health, and certainly our residents really enjoyed that lunch yesterday. And I think the visual aspect of seafood is lovely too. The mussels looked enormous, didn't they? They looked just beautiful, and these ginormous prawns that they dished up.
Mm.
I was hoping to tuck into it myself, but there wasn't much left at the end of it. Oh,
it makes you want to have it every day.
It does. It makes you want to have a chef every day.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Now our chefs are doing a good job down there.
They are, and they look the part too, so it's great. I love looking at Will in his little
chef hat
and his white blazer. It looks great.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, it's a bit of theatre attached to it. Mm. And I think the residents really enjoy the theatre of it all, having their meals served up by someone who's dressed the part.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You should frock up more often. Yeah.
Exactly.
Our residents have actually been getting a lot of really interesting things going on in the residential care facility at the moment down at Otway Health, including a letter that they've received from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
That's a lovely story, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful?
One of the nurses got organised with the residents and she helped them make a card. And so when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got engaged, they designed a card and they made it. We've got some photos that we've posted them on the website, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
And they made a beautiful card and I kind of wrote a letter on their behalf to congratulate the happy couple. And last week we actually got a letter back from Buckingham Palace.
Oh, wow, really?
To say thank you for your very kind wishes and everything.
Isn't that
fantastic? They loved that.
Yeah.
And a lovely, it was on a big postcard and a lovely photo of Prince Harry and Meghan. And so that's up on the pin-up board in the residential lounge. So they thought that was just wonderful to actually have a letter back from Buckingham Palace.
So what's happening with aged care, with the residential area of things?
Well, one of the things in aged care that I think is a big challenge is to prevent boredom, because when you're older, you can't do as much for yourself and you do need to come into care. It is quite easy to get stuck in your room and just get into this little routine. And so one of our biggest challenges as a hospital is to provide them with things to do. So we've got an activities coordinator at the moment. Sadly, she only works one day a week, but she organises lots of stuff for them, doesn't she? And so I actually brought a little précis, if I can find it, of what we've been doing over the last couple of months. Great excitement last week, and particularly for me, coming from Adelaide and not being really a football buff, but we had three of the Geelong Cats come along last week, and they came and had dinner with the resident or lunch with the residents.
Yeah.
And they were absolutely fabulous. What a lovely bunch of young men they were. They were fantastic ambassadors for the football club. They were very impressive. They sat down, they talked to the residents and they shared little trips down memory lane, because a lot of them had, you know, family that played football. And these lads were so comfortable in that kind of environment, weren't they, Sarah?
Oh, they were. And that was Lachlan Fogarty, Reece Stanley and George Hall and Smith that came down from Geelong.
And I loved George because he's about like 7 foot tall. He's so tall and he was so lovely.
Yeah. They were incredibly engaging. Yeah, really happy to just get in there, have a tipple with the residents and have a really nice barbecue lunch and even talk about their position for the season in 2018. So they've really really come in and given our residents some joy.
Not to mention the nursing staff, of course. You know, they didn't mind it at all.
The rest of the staff got a bit of eye candy, didn't they?
Oh, that's right, including the management staff. And I might add that two of those lads were from Adelaide.
Okay.
So breed good stock over there.
You're laying claim to everything this morning, Ali.
Well, one actually lived very close to me where I live, so that was nice.
So keeping residents, providing different outings and things for them to do is important. If people have an activity or a hobby or something that they think they might like to bring into Laura Pengelly, into the aged care unit to demonstrate or...
Absolutely.
That'd be a good idea too.
Yeah, we do have a couple of people that bring in their pets.
Yep.
Like one of the girls brings in her little white cat because it's a very quiet cat and loves just being petted, so that's nice. One of the other volunteers brings in her dog.
Mm.
And pet therapy is always good.
Yeah.
It's always good. You bet. Know. It's great for your blood pressure and makes you feel good if you're petting an animal. We'd like to get some more people involved, particularly with painting. We've got about three residents who are artists.
Mm.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And so we'd love people to come in and maybe even run an art workshop for them. We've got one resident who's really good at calling bingo, so we have a couple of bingo sessions each week, which is rather fun. And Nick has been very good organising quite a few bus trips for them. Every Friday they go somewhere different, like to Wye River for coffee or an ice cream, or I think they're planning one to go up to the Platypus Chocolatery in Forest, the new chocolate place in Forest.
Yeah, I dropped in on my way back the other night.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's very impressive looking. Yeah?
What can you get there? Everything
chocolate? There's all manner of chocolate. In fact, they were a bit apologetic because a lot of it had been sold, because I think it's all kind of bespoke chocolate. It's all, you know, salted caramel frogs and lots of lime and milk chocolate little buds that I got. And then, an amazing array of chocolate. Very nice, very welcoming people.
Mm.
And I didn't have a coffee because it was late in the day, but the coffee's meant to be pretty good too. So,
no, it sounds lovely. Yep. And one of the other things is when you are in residential care, you don't get much scenery.
Mm.
And so just that... I don't know about you, but I love that drive up to Colac. I go up to Colac just to shop, just so I can have the drive more than anything. And and they get a little bit in touch with nature, and then they stop and have a coffee, and then they've got the lovely drive back. So it's really good for them. Of course, it's Valentine's Day today, and I think we're having high tea in the dining room this afternoon.
I see.
So we'll have just some cakes and scones and slices, and I'm sure the kitchen will have a few heart-shaped things. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we kind of get into the romance of Valentine's Day this afternoon a little bit more. We had the seafood lunch yesterday. Oh, and of course, we've got Chinese New Year coming up as well.
Ah, right.
So that's always a good opportunity to have a bit of a theme around the food.
The Year of the Dog this year?
Is it? I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it's Year of the Dog this year.
What does that mean?
Well,
not quite sure. We'd have to consult the 2018 Chinese horoscope.
Yeah, consult
anyone
the oracle.
Anyone out there who are under the signs of the dog.
Yeah. One of the other things that we're trying to get going is twice a week, if we can, just a little walk, you know, just walk down to the street for coffee. There's lots of lovely cafes in the main street there. Yep. Just get them out in the fresh air and the sunshine, a little bit of vitamin E, vitamin D it is, not E, vitamin D into them. And also it gives them some exercise. So, we're cranking up the activities big time, and Nika's doing a terrific job. And it's keeping us pretty busy. Certainly keeping Sarah busy, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got lots of comms and lots of PR to put out there, and it's really good positive messages that we're getting out into the community as well, and really creating a sense of engagement with our residents and the community too. So, really proud of our efforts, and really happy with the way that Otway Health is moving forward.
And that's terrific. And it's about halfway through the program, so let's break for a little bit of music from Bruno Mars, and maybe a couple of sponsor announcements, and come back and talk about some other things. This is 3ABR, the Otway Health Check.
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The Urgent Care Unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information, or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11:30 a.m.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock, quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
Apollo Bay Radio, that's what you're listening to.
You haven't really been to Apollo Bay until you've immersed yourself in the colourful local atmosphere of the Saturday morning community market. From 8:30 to 1 every Saturday, local producers and craftspeople gather on the foreshore to present the best of what's grown and made in the Otways. Farm fresh and organic fruit, vegetables, berries, seedlings, free-range eggs, grass-fed beef and lamb, honey, homemade preserves, ciders, locally roasted coffee and delicious baked treats. Handcrafted ceramics, jewellery, photography, toys, homemade soaps, skincare and much more. It's lively and it's all absolutely local. Station sponsor the Apollo Bay Community Market every Saturday morning between the Information Centre and the Surf Club.
the Apollo Bay Community Market. Great thing to go to every Saturday. And we're back in the studio with Ali Rodder, Director of Nursing and Clinical Services. Clinical
nursing,
Services and Nursing. Yeah. Other way around.
Either way CNN, around, doesn't really
yes,
matter.
Of course, it's alphabetical. and Sarah Bell, Director of Communications.
That sounds very impressive, doesn't it? Yes,
sure does.
Shall we work on a new title for you? Well, yes.
You direct all the communications, don't you?
And there's no one else directing them, is there?
Well, that's right.
Oh, not that I know
of. Okay, well, there you go. You must be the director. okay, so now, speaking of clinical services, what's been happening?
Well, of course, we've been very busy over the summer months. So it's been a cracker couple of months for us. We've had an extra nurse practitioner who you've had on the show, Dr. Jane. Yes, she's been fantastic. So we were very sorry to say goodbye to her. But, of course, we've still got Brad, who's just, you know, he's just fantastic. And we are recruiting for another nurse practitioner.
Great.
He needs a bit of a hand. So we've got ads going out at the moment as we speak. To look for another part-time nurse practitioner just to bulk up that that workforce, which would be terrific. We've also received a lot of good publicity lately, particularly with the AMBOs. They're really supportive of what we're trying to do.
Yep.
It is hard to get medical practitioners here, so the nurse practitioners and the medical practitioners are now working in conjunction. And we're able to provide a real integrated service to the community. So it's worked a treat, particularly over this busy period. And it hasn't really stopped yet. And I don't think it'll stop until after Easter. So we're kind of keeping it going. And I think after that, when winter comes after Easter, it'll sort of wind down a little bit.
Yes, I keep waiting for it to be easy to get a parking spot. But no, it's a
no
busy.
Good.
It remains busy. Yeah, the town remains very busy.
Indeed. Which is great for the town.
Yep.
And it's also great for the hospital. Because the busier you are, I think the better the facility, you know, and the more skilled the staff stay. You know, you can easily de-skill if you're not busy.
Sure.
So it's been terrific for the staff. We did have someone that made a comment about X-ray on Facebook, X-ray services. So we just want to clear up a couple of perhaps misconceptions there. We do run an X-ray service. We've got a couple of nurses that we've actually trained in taking X-rays, and of course all the medical practitioners can take X-rays.
Yep.
And Brad's going off to do an X-ray course later on in the year when one's available. Excuse me. And but being a very small facility, if it's a complicated X-ray, we tend not to take them because they're going to have another X-ray if they have to be transferred to Geelong.
Yep.
So you're not going to give them a double dose of radiation.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense. But where we come in is sort of uncomplicated X-rays, usually of the arms and the legs and the ankles, wrists, those are the sort of things, or hands, where you're not too sure whether there might be a fracture. So we can actually rule it out and then we know what to do. Or you can say, look, the fracture is there and we can't treat this here. You need to go and have a proper series of X-rays and get some orthopaedic treatment.
And get it set. Yeah.
Yeah, so we can do uncomplicated X-rays. We can do a chest X-ray in an emergency if really necessary. But once again, you have to weigh up whether we're going to send this patient away to Geelong and they're going to do a series of CTs and all sorts of stuff. So you wouldn't want to give them two doses of radiation if
so
you don't.
So it's a matter of
whether
the X-ray is clinically useful at
based
the
on
time.
Based on clinical need and basically to make a differential diagnosis. Sometimes you do an X-ray. Yes, there is a little fracture there. It's uncomplicated. So we can plaster it. And we might be able to put it, you know, an arm or a leg in plaster or a splint or a back strap.
Johnny's come off his push bike and he's got a little green stick fracture. Whack it on, plaster on,
and off they go. And see, a lot of people actually come from out of town, so they end up, we just provide the immediate treatment and they end up going getting it sorted out at a hospital much closer to them.
Yep.
So, but yes, we can take X-rays. The other thing is, I mentioned the publicity we've received. The AMBOs are really, really supportive, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
They've been really happy with what's happened over the last few months.
Yeah, I think that... Yes, yeah, so it was a new model for them, and
it was,
and I think that you know, with all things new, the jury's out until you've done it a bit, and when the jury came back, it was a resoundingly positive response. It was,
and every transfer, we had a discussion about the appropriateness of all the transfers to Barwon, St John of God, and Epworth, because people are privately insured.
Sure.
Or we can send them off to the hospital of their choice, of course. But the bulk of the transfers were to Barwon Health, Geelong University Hospital. And all of them were deemed appropriate by the AMBOs.
Great.
And so what we have been able to do, having medical practitioners and full-time nurse practitioners there, is admit people overnight for an overnight stay. Mm. Rather than transfer them, because we have been able to care for them and treat them, you know, people that might need intravenous antibiotics or some fluid overnight or something like that.
Yeah,
normally they would have been transferred. So having the nurse practitioners there has taken quite a load off the ambulance service and the cost of transferring.
And you know, left a lot of people that where you say there's something simple that you can treat overnight, puts them back in town instead of sitting on in a street in Geelong waiting for a loved one or a bus.
Exactly.
And it also frees up the ambulance to stay in the local area.
Exactly.
Too. So it means that our services are continual throughout the local area.
Yep.
Tony Mandick, who was on the show in our last Otway Health Check, was saying that it's largely business as usual. And in his 30 years of being an ambulance officer, this was his first year of working with nurse practitioners, and he's seen the benefits of it as well. So the model's clearly positive.
And Tony's not an easy man to convince.
Well, he walked out smiling the other day, so I thought, good job, chaps.
Yeah. Okay, now we need to round up
very quickly.
Yep.
Physiotherapy is here every Monday and Tuesday. Please note that if you cancel your appointment within less than 24 hours, you'll be charged for the full appointment fee, so make sure you get your cancellation in early enough. Choice Podiatry will be here on Monday the 19th and Tuesday the 20th of February, and to make an appointment, you can phone 1300 793 628. And also Family Violence Support is here on Wednesday the 7th of March.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about our antenatal service quite quickly?
Oh, very quickly. Oh, yeah. I might talk about that in depth next time. But next Friday, we've established, in conjunction with COLAP Maternity Services, we've established an antenatal satellite unit, which means that women who are pregnant in this town can come to Otway Health on a Friday between the hours of 10 and 2, and they can have their antenatal checks here. The midwife from COLAC will come down. We've got a consulting room. We've got all the equipment that they need to do this antenatal check. It means that pregnant women don't have to drive to COLAC anymore.
Yeah.
Kicks off next Friday. But I'll talk more about that closer to the date.
Okay.
Fabulous for mums and bubs.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, and the last thing that we want to talk to the community about is our very coordinated morning tea.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm. Friday the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. we're having a morning tea just to welcome the new coordinators of the Second Sales Auxiliary and the Murrawarne Neighbourhood House.
Mm.
And we're also acknowledging the past coordinators as well. So it's a really lovely morning tea event that the community can get on board with. It's also an opportunity to get to meet the new coordinators and also to share some ideas about what you'd like to see in the neighbourhood house too. So from 10 a.m. Friday 23rd of February.
And you're having that at
Murrawarne Neighbourhood House. Okay. So just make your way down there and we'll all be there to celebrate.
And of course it'll be colour coordinated.
Yeah, well, we could make it colour coordinated. Well, it's very coordinated having up to four coordinators there.
Yeah, so it could be good fun. Yeah, sounds great. Ali, thanks very much for coming in.
Pleasure.
Sarah, you also.
Thanks very
much, Bob. See you in a fortnight, probably on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But if not, it'll be a Wednesday.
Yeah.
This has been...
nice bumper edition.
See you next time.
Thanks. This has been the Otway Health Check, brought to you by, of course, Otway Health on 3 ABR.